A continent-sized mass of green is increasingly harassing the eastern coast of the Americas. The Sargassum Belt, a floating bed of seaweed nearly 8,000 kilometers long and 500 kilometers wide, is so massive it's easily visible from space.
Well, the Great Atlantic Sargassum Belt is the largest algae bloom on the planet, and it is a whole new oceanographic phenomenon that developed in 2011. It began really impacting the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico and South Florida in 2014.
At sea, it's an ecosystem all its own, home to fish, turtles, crabs, and other species that make it home, and it stores carbon like a floating forest. But on the beaches of the North Atlantic, the smelly, decomposing mass can smother coral and seagrass and wreak havoc on tourism.
It's not something we've seen before. It seems to be a recent phenomenon. When the material makes it on the shore, it's not pleasant to see, but also as it decomposes, it could release some potential unhealthy, chemicals such as hydrogen sulfide, which is like the rotten egg smell.
It also releases potentially toxic levels of arsenic that can damage the nervous system. These researchers say human activity is likely fueling the massive plume's growth. Over the past 40 years, they've detected rising levels of nitrogen that have doubled since 1984, apparently from farm runoff, fertilizer, human, and industrial waste. Sargassum has been around for centuries. Christopher Columbus wrote about it in 1492. What's changed is that the amount in the Atlantic has at least tripled in mass since the 1930s. And over the past dozen years or so, it has formed into this loosely connected sargassum belt stretching from Africa to the Florida coast. Some entrepreneurs hope to mine the coastal menace for profit. Human food, animal food, even fertilizer. But for now, the seaborne seaweed is growing year after year.
It's been going up, 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 and last year, 2022, we set a new record, 24 million tons of sargassum in the Great Atlantic Sargassum Belt. And we think this year we might be on course to set an even new record.
For coastal communities spending millions of dollars cleaning sargassum off their beaches, that floral bounty is an unwelcome one. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, in the Florida Straits.